This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Lisa Mullins. Massachusetts Attorney General Maura Healey is urging Democrats across the state to remain politically engaged and not despair over the election of Donald Trump. She told hundreds of supporters in Arlington last night that she's ready to use her office to oppose actions by the new president that could threaten Massachusetts' interests. WBUR's Anthony Brooks was there and has her story.
Ladies and gentlemen, students and adults, Attorney General Maura Healey.
More than 500 people packed into the Unitarian Universalist Church in Arlington for what felt like a post-election group hug from one of the state's top Democrats in a town that supported Hillary Clinton by almost 80%. Maura Healey's message to Donald Trump can be summed up as, "Don't mess with Massachusetts."
I will work with the president-elect, but I won't be afraid to stand with others in making sure that we stand strong for the values and the principles that we hold dear. And I say that to you tonight in full commitment.
Healey says Massachusetts has a record of opposing the federal government over a number of issues, including environmental enforcement, home mortgage abuse, and marriage equality, when it successfully challenged the Defense of Marriage Act. She says she'll use the powers of her office, including enforcement and litigation, to block efforts that would roll back progress on civil rights, health care, the environment, and immigrant rights. She also pointed to a new hotline set up by her office right after the election in response to numerous reports of bias and harassment across the state.
We saw newspapers delivered by the KKK. We saw an African-American woman and her daughter driven off the road in one of our towns. We saw graffiti of all sorts in school buildings and playgrounds and places around this state.
Many in the audience are still feeling shock and disbelief that Trump won. Audrey Roth of Medford talked about fear for her 17-year-old mixed-race daughter, who she says was raised, in her words, by two lefty feminist lesbians.
She's never been cowed by that. But after the election, she said to me, "Every time I pass a white man in the street, I'm afraid. What can we parents do?"
It almost felt like people here were venturing out of a bomb shelter for the first time. Bob Moore of Lincoln called the conversation a cathartic necessity, and he appreciated Healey's message to become more politically active and not despair.
Myself and the people in my life are feeling still shell-shocked from the outcome of this election. So shifting from that into a place of empowerment, your words really helped lead us in that direction. I appreciate that shift in my own thinking.
Thank you.
Others, like Diana Arezzo, wanted to know if Healey and other Democratic attorneys general could somehow convince members of the Electoral College to reject Trump as president.
They can vote their conscience. It's not completely over yet. I'd just like to hear your opinion about that.
No.
Healey suggested there was nothing she could do to stop Trump from taking office. In other words, it is over, and it's time to move on. Healey, who campaigned hard for Hillary Clinton, says she's hopeful that Trump's victory will push more people who oppose him to become politically engaged.
I've heard from so many people who weren't involved in the campaign, weren't really paying it much mind, but something about the election of Donald Trump has ignited something in them, and they're reaching out and they're saying, "How can I get involved in my community? How can I run for office? How can I support candidates who support things that I believe in? What do I need to do?"
Is this message that you're willing to fight, even litigate, before Donald Trump has even been sworn in as president, isn't this premature?
Well, I haven't announced any lawsuit. I hope that day doesn't come. But if past is prologue, we have to recognize that there are certain things that we may see that are going to raise serious constitutional issues and are going to affect people here in Massachusetts. And when lines are crossed, I'm going to be the first to stand up and say so and take whatever action is appropriate.
Last night's event was run by Maura Healey's campaign, though she says the only campaign she's running now is to continue being attorney general. She'll be holding a similar event later this month in Framingham. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Anthony Brooks.